Well, hello. Welcome to the I'm Annoyed podcast. I'm your solo host this week. Are you excited? Can you even contain your excitement? Everyone needs to calm down. I promise you it'll be okay. Chris will be back next week, and the show will be better than ever. But for this week, you're stuck with me, unfortunately. So a little update in case you haven't heard, we are going to MAGFest. What's MAGFest, you ask? I don't even know. Some sort of nerd convention. Aren't all conventions nerd conventions, I suppose? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to MAGFest. Chris and my brother were invited. They are somebody's. They are being seen. And we love that for them. Bad news. I don't know if you heard. We have to share a hotel room with my brother. Okay, so let's hope he doesn't make me cry. Or maybe I'll just podcast it. We'll get into an argument and I'll podcast the whole thing. But yeah, so we will be in Washington, D.C. I think that's where it is. For what, 4 days? 3 days? 4 days. It's currently not the day we're leaving. It's the day before we leave. It's a Wednesday. And I wanted to just record this now because I feel like tomorrow I'm going to be too stressed about packing and leaving Apollo. And so I was like, I'm going to do this now while my brain is in a delightful state. Not really. My brain has never been in a delightful state in my 29 years of life. Yes, I have to leave Apollo. I'm not happy about it. I struggle. Listen, I go to therapy. I talk to my therapist about it. Apollo is my soulmate. He's the love of my life. I don't know what you want me to do. But it's okay. Keith will watch him. They will have fun little... They'll have fun together. They love each other. I think Keith is Apollo's favorite person. And that does that hurt me slightly? A little bit, but it's okay. So yeah, they will have fun together. And yeah, but anyway, MAGFest. Hello, we are going to MAGFest. I'm trying to think. I was going to say something else. I don't know what it was. I plan on taking my headphone things. I don't have AirPods. I have Beats. I said it like, oh, you know, do you ever... Oh God. I said it like an old person. Like, you ever heard of these things that they call Beats? I have the Kim Kardashian collab, obviously. I'm going to wear those and talk, and hopefully the audio will be okay. There might be a lot of background noise. Should I just do this from the bathroom? I might have to go into a bathroom stall to podcast. But you know what? I will do whatever it takes. I am committed, and I should be committed, but that's another story. So yeah, I'll let you know. Chris said there's a magic show. That's fun. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to say, can you make me disappear? Imagine. I don't know. I was going to bring I'm Annoyed stickers, but like, does anyone actually care? I don't want them to end up in the garbage. Oh, so we'll see. But anywho, this is the intro. This is me doing my intro. The next time I talk to you will be at MAGFest. Where exactly? I don't know. Also, should I bring a book? Like, I don't know what to do because the schedule is insane. So, like, Chris has some sort of panel at like 1:30 in the morning. What's that about? Like, if him and my brother are off doing things and I would like to go to sleep, should I bring a book? Will I even read a book? This is the thing. It's like that thing when you're like, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to bring a banjo and a saxophone and a book and a toaster because I definitely need all of these things. And then you don't use them. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what I'm doing. I don't know. We'll see. Let's hope there's something good on TV. I don't have cable at home. So like whenever I go to a hotel, it's like, oh my God, look at all these channels. But then there's never anything on. It's just ridiculousness for hours and hours on loop. Anyway, okay, I'm going to go now. Thank you for listening to this. I will see you at MagFest. Okay, love you. Bye. Hello. It is 2:10 in the morning.
I might need the parking pass.
You need the parking pass. We are at MagFest. We are trying to find a place to park. We left my brother at the door. We said, later, loser.
Adios, muchacho.
We left him with the luggage cart. This place, it's giving fancy. I never felt more rich. I thought I could never feel as rich as I did at our wedding venue. I feel like this is more fancy. Thoughts?
It's pretty fancy.
So we, Chris is lost in the sauce. Well, how are you gonna get through? Is there a human?
Oh, jeez. So.
Anyway, so a woman came up to Chris and said, she tapped him on the shoulder as he was unloading the car and was like, are you gonna cosplay as Peter Griffin? You give off those vibes. You have to take the parking ticket.
Please take the parking ticket.
She's really wanting you to take the parking ticket.
You're following the guy.
Okay. So, anywho. So, yeah. Chris can't escape the Family Guy. People are terrible. I am gonna snap on someone.
It's not a big deal.
Isn't it? Okay. Whoa. There are lots of... You want me to hold something? So you have two hands?
Sure.
I miss Apollo. It's fine. We're trying to find a parking spot. Hopefully my brother just didn't go up to the room and claim a bed. Or I'm going to snap.
I don't think he would have. I think they would have waited for me to come back because...
You're the head cheese.
Well, I don't know if I'm the head cheese, but...
I don't even know if anyone can hear you. I'm just talking directly into the phone and you're all the way over there.
Sorry, this is meant to be a Karis corner.
Yeah, and here you are again. Just take it over. So anyway, we are here. We are at MagFest. I saw a lot of people wearing weird... costumes, like they had animal heads. It was giving no thank you is what it was giving. So I'll talk to you later. I'm gonna, when we get back, Chris and my brother are gonna walk around and be little nerds, and I'm gonna do my skincare routine in my shower like the queen I'm pretending to be. Okay, see you later. Bye. Hello, it's me. It's day 2 of MagFest. Oh, people are cheering. That's a thing that happens. Random people are just cheering. It's wild. For no reason. I see Chris in the distance. What's he doing? I see Chris in the distance. He's running away from me. Anyway, it's something here. I saw Steve from Blue's Clues. Not the actual Steve, but a person dressed as Steve. And that was about the only costume that I recognized. So there's that. Anyway, I'm gonna go do something. I don't know what. I'm super important, and every time I have to eat, I say, I'm on the VIP list, and then I give them my badge number, and then they let me in. Isn't that exciting? Okay, well, talk to you later. Okay, bye. What up? So, Chris and my brother abandoned me. I am a lone wolf. I am all alone, all by myself. There's a rain cloud over me. They went to hang out with some nerds or something, because, like, who else are they going to hang out with here? And now I'm just in the hotel room by myself. Not much happening. Not much going on. I found out I do like Good and Plenty's. Never tried one before in my life. And then my brother was like, have a Good and Plenty. I said, okay. And I thought, delicious. It's giving tea berry. But I understand that I'm a freak. And like, I love the taste of Pepto-Bismol. So, they're not for everyone. Even though they're licorice. But it tastes like tea berry. Anyway. Not much is happening. It's snowing. And I don't know. Chris's event got moved to tomorrow. He still has one tonight, but there's one tomorrow now. Yeah. I should have brought Aminoid stickers. I'm such an idiot. But what can you do? You know? What can you do? I'm very hungry. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's about it for this update. I thought this would be more exciting. Like, as in me recording, I thought I would have so much to talk about, but I really don't. People are just dressed crazy. And there's a lot of signs that are like, don't harass people. And I think those weren't put up for me. I think they knew I was coming. They said, put those signs up. She is going to harass people. But I'm not going to, because there's signs that say not to do that. I don't know. Well, Chris got a swag bag. It's a little drawstring situation. He got a sippy cup. He got a puzzle, a stress ball. I don't remember what else. Stickers, I think. Yes. So, anyway, I'm just gonna chill by myself, like the cool person I am. And I think I'm slowly disassociating, and that's why I'm rambling. So I'm just gonna stop now. Well, my voice squeaked. Am I okay? God bless. I also found out, everyone, I have an interview. I got a call today. I have an interview Monday for a job, and then I have an interview for another job on Wednesday. Who am I? 2024, year of the job, year of the employment. Who am I? Who am I? Buy me a briefcase and a file cabinet, because I am a working woman. Not yet, but hopefully. And if I don't get either of them, I'm going to literally jump off of a bridge. So, yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you later. Bye, love you, King. Hello, hi, how are you? It's me. I'm back. Back again. Let's see, what happened? My brother and my husband left me again. What else is new? I got a shower. I wash my hair. The water pressure is something else. You don't realize the lack of water pressure you have until you're in a shower that's not your shower. And you're like, holy moly, it's like a car wash in here. I will say, though, whenever I shower somewhere that's not my shower, I break out. What's that about? Maybe it's like because we have well water, and maybe like this city water is just too much for my delicate little baby skin. That must be it, because I'm just really youthful, you know. I don't know if you heard. I'm watching House Hunters, and I don't know, these people are whack. Like, this one girl was like, my requirement is that I need an accent wall. Like, what do you mean you need paint an accent wall? Then why does it have to come with the house? You don't know how to paint? I don't get it. No, these people. Also, the couple is never on the same page. Like, the girl was like, I want this. And he's like, I don't want that. I want freaking garage and the hardwood. And she wants a carpet. It's always a mess. I don't know. And the realtor's just like, okay, I'm going to kill myself. You know. This bathroom is hideous. I hope they don't buy this one. Oy, oy, oy. This is a mess. Anyway, I'm being distracted. Tomorrow we have, Chris has an open mic, and I think that's it. Then we're just walking around. There's a magic show, the infamous magic show. Oh, they have a shed. No, it's a no for me. It's a creepy shed. It's a large shed with no windows. I think if it had windows, it would be less scary. Just trust me, guys. It's not the vibe. Oh, there's a pond. This place is a mess. What is that? A greenhouse? Ugh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm getting so distracted. Should we just talk about what I'm seeing right now? Oh, this kitchen is so ugly. Holy moly. How did we end up in the kitchen? We were just in the backyard like 5 seconds ago. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it is 1 something or other in the morning, and I should go to sleep. But here I am thinking about how I wish I was at home. I'm homesick. I miss my house. I miss my bed. I miss my Apollo. So there's that. Anywho, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Okay. Bye. Okay, hi. Update. I was trying to find them. And I was looking at Chris's location on his, on the Find My iPhone. And I was like, oh, they must be in here. So I go into this room and there's a full-on concert, a nerd concert happening with a sick guitar solo. And I was like, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And it smelled terrible. So now I'm going a different way and hoping for the best. Hello, it's me again. We are leaving. I'm sitting in the car. They abandoned me once again. They're going to get the luggage cart with all our stuff on it, and they left me here with the car running. Someone could just hop on in here and drive away with me. Thank God this is over, with peace and love, of course. They're gonna need to Febreze the place, because holy moly, no one there knows how to shower or use deodorant or any sort of anything. Thank you for listening. And, I just realized that the last recording ended very abruptly and I should probably do a proper outro. We are home. I'm on my couch. I'm with Apollo. He is thriving. He's so cute. I think he got cuter and I didn't think it was possible. Also, he played with all of his little toys. They're all over the floor. He's so silly. So cute. Okay, I missed my couch, which is wild because I hate this couch. It's so old and it's so uncomfortable, but right now it just, it's doing the job. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Buy merch, join the Patreon, follow Chris if you feel like you have to. Follow me at @KaraNicole_ on Instagram. And yeah, we will be back with a regular episode next week with voicemails and articles and goofs and gaffes. Anyway, yeah, peace in the streets.